we go. All right. And then at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn it over to our first prayer lead. That sister is Elaine. It's in your hands, ma'am.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine. My topic this morning is goodwill. The Bible describes God's goodwill in several passages. That includes Romans 12 and 2. It says God's will is good and acceptable and perfect. This verse teaches that God's will is for our benefit and that those who obey it are acceptable to God. Hebrews 13 and 5 says, God will never leave or forsake you. Matthew 28 and 20, God is with you always, even to the end of the age. Romans 8 and 31 and 32, it says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Luke 2 and 14, Christ bought peace and goodwill on earth. Matthew 6, 9 and 10, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jeremiah 29, 10 and 14, God has plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Mark 3, 33 to 35, whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother. John 6, 38 and 40, Jesus came down from heaven to do the will of him who sent him. We act in good will towards those that we do not like as well as those we do. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for your goodwill. If it hadn't been for your goodwill, where would we be and what would we do? Father, I thank you this morning for each and every person that's on this line, that they know what God's goodwill is and what God's goodwill is for them this morning. God, I thank you, Lord God, for letting us be in our locations that we're in this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for being in the location that you set me in each and every week. And that's in my kitchen, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for each and every person that's near and far, that we're still the body of Christ no matter what. I thank you, Lord God, for your goodwill today, because we need to know what your goodwill was for us and what it is to us today. We thank you, Lord God, for each and everyone that has that goodwill that you have given us, that you teach us, that you continue to work with us each and every day on being good people, being what you said that we ought to be to each other. You said whether we like a person or not, we thank you, Lord God, that we can still pray for that person that we think we don't like. We like them, but we think we don't like them. We thank you, Lord God, for that word, goodwill. We want to get a better understanding on what you mean by goodwill. Goodwill on this earth to each and every person. Goodwill that we do the will of you, which is in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your son, Jesus, because you put him on that cross. You led him to that cross so that he can let us live a better life. We thank you, Lord God, for the goodwill that you have brought to us on this day, on this morning. We thank you that we're able to wake up each and every morning and thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you're about to do in our lives, which is good. We thank you, Lord God, for goodwill, the goodwill that you have you have sent down to us, that we can remember you as being good to us as you are good to us each and every day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, this morning. We thank you for the sick and the afflicted this morning, that they can open their eyes and say, God, you are still good to us because you woke us up, because of the will that you have for us. We thank you, Lord God, for the homeless this morning, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they will find their way. You did say that the poor will be with us always, but we know that if we look up to you, we don't have to be poor. They don't have to be poor. Oh, God, I thank you this morning. I thank you. I reverence your name this morning because your name is holy. I thank you for your great will that you have given to us, the good will of you, Christ. We need you. We need you. We want to focus our lives on you. We want to be good. We want to be like you are, Lord God, which is holy, holy, holy. We thank you this morning for that word, goodwill. Even though a lot of times we don't live by it, but we want to know about it more and more. We want goodwill. We want to serve others. We want to be good to others. We want to forgive others for everything. For everything that we thought that others did to us. We thank you, Lord God, because you are a great God. You are still the King of kings, Lord of lords, and Master of masters. There is none like you. None like you on this earth or in heaven. We thank you this morning. We thank you. We give you praise. We honor you this morning. We thank you for every ministry that goes forth on this line. We thank you for each and every one of the prayer leads, the prayer hosts. We thank you for our bishop and his wife, our pastor. We thank you for the goodwill that they have brought to this line each and every day. We thank you, Lord God, for the ministers. We thank you for I thank you, Lord God, for the host that's on this line this morning. I thank you for her, Lord God, that you continue to lead and guide her, that she continues to do your goodwill. I thank you this morning because I just want to thank you. I thank you because you are worthy of all thanks. You are worthy of all of everything that we want to give back to you, Lord. We thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. We thank you because you are holy, 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 and we thank you for the goodwill that you have sent to us, that we are to do your will, Lord, that we're to do your will and that we're to do it good, the good will of you, Christ. We thank you, Lord God, continuously for your son, Jesus, because he did a good will for us, Lord. We thank you for him. We thank you that was a hard thing for him to do in the beginning, but when he recognized what he was doing, he did it for us. He laid his life down for us. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you that he did a good thing for us, and we honor him this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for your goodwill. For your goodwill. Your goodwill has been good for us. Your goodwill makes us recognize who you are and what you are in our lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything that you're doing. We thank you for the things that you have done in our lives. We thank you for the things that you help us to recognize in our lives that we should be doing in our lives. We thank you for the children on this earth, that they're safe, We thank you that it's people looking after them that's being good to these kids. We thank you, Lord God, for even for the teenagers that's growing into being adults, that they're being taught about your goodwill and what your goodwill is all about. We thank you, Lord, because you are the great one. You are the holy one. You are the magnificent one. And we give you praise this morning. We thank you, Lord God. We continue to thank you for each and every person. Each and every person everywhere, even in other countries. Oh, God, we ask, Lord God, that something good is happening in these other countries for people that are suffering, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, because your will is good. Your will is wonderful for us, Lord. We thank you this morning, Lord God, that you woke us up this morning. That was your good will to us, that you woke us up, that we're not on the other side, but we're on this side where you placed us at. We thank you, Lord, this morning. We thank you because you are holy. We thank you because we want to be holy just like you. Thank you, Lord, this morning for your goodwill. We reverence you this morning. We give you all praise. We give you all thanks. We give you all of everything that we have to offer to you, Lord. We thank you for your goodwill that you have given us. We thank you that we want to pass this goodwill on to someone else. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll give it back to the host.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Elaine. People of God, it's a thanks. It's a thanksgiving in the air. I love when Sister Elaine is praying because she's always thankful. I say, you know, we were in the Thanksgiving mode and thank you, thank you, thank you. But I think I said it a couple of different times. We're always in a Thanksgiving mode. Like, it can be a season of Thanksgiving, but we should always be thankful to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For all that he has done for us, for everything that he has shielded us from even protecting us from ourselves, we should be thankful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for simply giving me another day. You didn't have to wake me up this morning. So many alarms are going off this morning, and they cannot be shut off, not by that person. But we are up. We are here. We're ready to worship. We're ready to praise him. We're ready to give him what he is due. And that is what we come to do every Monday morning. Every time I get on here, I cannot just go through the motions of it. I have to be here. I have to be thankful. I have to praise him because he is worthy. And sometimes it might seem like it's too much. But listen, if I came here, I might as well give him what he's due. I might as well give him praise. I might as well worship him. I might as well, you know what I'm about to do? I know. My mother is next. She going to give me a little grace. She's my mother. She want to praise him too. Y'all come on and give him some praise because I believe that he's worthy of it. I'm going to unmute the line. I know some are at work, but y'all just give him a little praise this morning because he is due. Say thank you to him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for waking me up in my right mind. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to get right here, oh God. In your presence. In your presence is where I want to be, oh God. In your presence is where I want to be, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. You are worthy of all the praise and all the glory and all the honor, and you are worthy, 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 worthy. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all keep pushing in. Keep pushing in. We say it's a prayer service, and it is. It's a praise service, and it is. I believe that as the praises go up, the blessings come down. If you open your mouth and praise them, you came, so you might as well open your mouth and praise them. You came, you might as well lift up your prayer request. You came, so you might as well get something from it. All right, let me calm down. Let me get on to our next prayer lead. It is my mother, Cynthia Horton, Sister Cynthia. If you are ready, it is in your hands, ma'am.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Sister Cynthia. And my prayer topic today is keep Jesus first. So coming out of Matthew 6 and 30, it says, wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? But after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor, for truly you worthy to be praised. God, we first got to seek you. We first got to follow after you, God, for you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Lord God, we thank you, God, that you care about everything in our life. God, you said we ain't got to give no thought to what we should eat or what we should wear. God, because you already know, you're all-knowing God. You already know, God, that we have needs of these things, God. And Lord God, when we seek you, you're going to add things unto us, God. And Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. But I pray as we seek you for a job, and you bless us with the job, God. I pray, God, that we will remember that you're the one that blessed us, God, that we will continue to give our tithes and we give our offering, God. Lord God, because when we got little and we tied off the little and we give our $25 or $50 off the little, God, when you bless us and we got much, much more, let us continue to bless you, God. Let us continue to give back to you what belongs to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we catch the bus and we go into church and we say, Lord, if you just bless us with a car, and God, you bless us with the car. And then we'll come a little while and then we'll start going somewhere else. The car will take us to other places. God, don't let us forget that you blessed us with it, Lord. Don't let us forget the things that you do for us, God. And then as the food is in our mouth, we're still whining and complaining that you didn't do enough. God, help us to be delivered and set free, God, from things, Lord, because they're just materialistic things, God. And you said heaven and earth should pass away, but your word should never pass away, God. So help us begin to study your word and seek after you, God. Help us, Lord, in the morning when we get up, God, and we get on the prayer line, or even before we get on the prayer line. Because, Lord, sometimes some of us woke up way early as we seek your face, as we cry out to you, God. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you that we have an opportunity to cry out to you and to give you praise and to give you glory and to give you honor that you so richly do, God. And so we thank you, Lord God, that as we seek you, Lord, that we again realize who it is that take care of. Who it is, God, because you said that you should supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You're the supplier, God. We're not the supplier. You are, God. You give us the ability and the strength to get well. Lord God, we thank you for the healings of our body. We thank you, God, for the knowledge that's in our mind concerning you, God. We thank you, Lord, that we have a here and there to hear what it is that you're saying in these last days, God. Lord, when you told us to go right and we keep running left, Help us, God, to look straight ahead and continue to go in the right direction. Because, Lord, you told us that we have to seek you, God. You told us, Lord, that we have to acknowledge you, that you're going to direct our path. And so, God, you know our path. You know which way that we're supposed to go. And we don't seek you, Lord. We just start going in paths we shouldn't be in. And then we're stuck in situations saying, how did I get here? But we already know how we got there because we didn't acknowledge you. We didn't listen for a word to hear what you said. And, Lord, you speak to us even in these last days, God. You speak to our spirit, and you allow us to know right from wrong. And so, God, I pray, Lord, even as you help us both to go back to school to get knowledge and wisdom, God, and pass those tests, God, that's not easy to pass, God. And even, God, I pray that even as we get our degrees, Lord, that we don't forget who helped us to get our degrees, God. But, Lord, God, you want us to continue to minister to people, lifting you up, lifting you higher, God. Because you said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. But God, we got a work to do. We got a responsibility, God. We got to lift you up, God. We got to lift you up that people will see Jesus on the inside of us. Lord, that when people see us coming, they'll see a glow. And Lord, they'll be saying something different about you. It's like I see something shining all over you, but not seeing us coming and run because they don't want to see us. Because we hell raisers, and we shouldn't be if we seeking you and you allowing us to know. Speak your word with salt, that it be seasoned, God. Don't let it destroy another person about what's coming out of your mouth. Because it's what comes out that defiles the man, not what goes in. But what comes out is truly what you're saying, God. We don't want to destroy nobody. We want everybody to accept you. But God, we get to choose. We get to choose because you gave us that ability to choose right or wrong. You gave us that ability, God. You said you wished above all things that we would choose life. But we get to choose. I pray, God, that we'll continue to choose life in you, that we'll continue to follow you like never before, that we'll continue to cry out and know that you are our Lord. You are our King, God. You said we in this world, but we're not of this world. God, you said that every hair on our head is numbered. And you said no man can pluck us out of your hand, God. That's your word, Lord. So we're covered under the blood and we're seeking you each and every day what to do, God. Not just standing still, God. Not just whining and complaining, God, for the things that we don't have. But we're giving you praise and thanks and glory for the things that we do have, God. We appreciate all that you're doing in the name of Jesus. We got to learn to keep you first. In all of our ways, acknowledge him. And you shall and you will, God, direct our path. You said, God, that we'll hear a word behind us. Well, how are we going to hear a word if we can't hear you? But we got to hear a word of what you're saying, God. What do you want us to do? Where do you want us to go? We can't keep saying, Lord, I'm waiting on you. You said, no, I'm waiting on you. But on the cross, Lord, you said it is finished. Everything you came to do, you done it, God. And now you gave us the power to be able to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. You gave us the power, God, to go into the nursing home, God. You gave us the power, Lord, to go into the hospital. You said, God, that you come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But the enemy, he know how to give good gifts. He know how to give gifts. And I know people who say, the Lord helped me to hit this number. The Lord helped me to do this, God. But he came to kill, steal, and destroy. And his ultimate goal is to kill us. But Lord, you got us in your hand. You got us in your hand, God, and we got you on the inside because you said, I must go back so I can send the Holy Spirit. And God, you sent your Holy Spirit to bring all things back to our remembrance. But Lord, we ain't studied what's brought back to our remembrance when it's time to take the test. And we speak in your word, but it's consequences because we got to study. We got to put it in there. Again, we can say, Lord, you said that you'll bring all things back to my remembrance. I got to remember, Lord, I got to pass this test so I can move on. And I know you can do it, God. I know you can do it, Lord. You've done it so many times. And you bring it back to our remembrance. And we pass the test and we move on. But we don't want to forget you. We don't want to get up and begin, I got this degree. I got this house. I got this car. I got this job. I when I was in the church praying, the job called and said, can you come for an interview? And so, God, we go running for the interview and we get the job, and then we forget who you are. We forget that you're the God that blesses us, that supply the needs, that open up windows, God. You said, God, that you got a cow on a thousand hills. God, you have the abundance. Don't worry, God. You say, don't worry. I got you. I got your clothes. I got your food. I have your house. I'm going to keep you warm. Don't worry. But don't let us be so stuck on us, thinking it's us, and forgetting it's you. So, God, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor because you're worthy, God. So we look towards the hill which cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Because, God, when nobody else is around, you're there. When nobody else listening to us, you're listening. When nobody else cares, you care, God. And so on, when we say thank you, on today, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. So, God, you said we could speak every mountain that's standing in the way, be thou removed. So, God, I stand in proxy on this morning with everybody on this line. I pray, God, that you would meet the need, whatever the need is, God. I pray that you'll begin to meet the need. And I pray, God, that those that have things before you, that you will answer their prayers because you're the only God that answers according to your word. You said that your word should not come back void, but it accomplished what you sent it to do. So God, allow your people to know, give me my word. Don't just give me words. Give me my word and watch me work a miracle in your life. So, God, we touch and agree that it's done by faith. We give you the glory and we give you the honor. But truly, you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God, saints. And I just want to thank everybody that's praying for me and my family. And I just pray that y'all continue to keep us up in prayer. God is an awesome God and a good God. I pray that you would pray that his daughter would get on here from Alaska so we can finish and get everything done. And so I thank you and I praise you. I turn it back over to the host, Sister LaShonda. God bless you, saints.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Cynthia, for that good prayer. Now, when I gave her prayer, she said she was going to sing the song, but I guess she ain't going to sing. I'm going to sing it for her. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw men unto me. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw men unto me. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have to put you first in our life. We thank you, Lord. Hey, I know some have to go. I pray that you got something out of the service. I pray that your week is blessed. I pray that everything that you have before the Lord, he begins to answer it. He begins to answer it. Hey, but before you leave, remember that we have to sow. We have to put seed in the ground. And every seed produces a harvest. So if you are so inclined to give, go to the Cash App. That's $ Bishop Clark. You can also text the word give to 216-446-1209. You can always go to the website, ekcministries.org, and you can sow your gift there. And listen, it's going to impact what we are trying to do. If this is blessing you, you know that your gifts are expanding the purpose and the kingdom of God. All right? But I do want to bless you, and I want to thank you for joining us, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. So if you're staying with us, good. But if you have to go with the blessing of the Lord. All right? All right. I'm going to give Sister Keitha, don't worry about no time. You can take some of my time. I'm in your time, so you go ahead. It is your turn. I'm going to hand it over to you if you're ready.
God bless. Thank you, Jesus. This is Sister Keitha Jeffries, and my topic this morning is on my shield. Father God, we come before you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, first of all, for being our Father, Lord, for loving us like you do, Lord God, for dying upon the cross, that we may have a chance to live again. We thank you, O God, for allowing us to lay our bodies down and wake up to see a new day. We give honor and glory to you, Jesus, because you are our Heavenly Father. You see all things. You know all things. We bless your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah. For you are our deliverer. You are our shield and our protector. You are our refuge, O God. And we trust in you, Lord, in your word. Every word that you laid down, Lord God, that you spoke in. Every foundation, every rock that you have placed all around us, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for always being there when we need you, Lord God. When we needed somewhere to go, Lord God, you are our protector, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory this morning. Hallelujah, for bringing us to another Monday, a beginning of another week in the last month of the year. We praise and thank you, Lord God, for all the things that you brought us through, Lord. Every sickness, every disease, every suffering, Lord God, every moment of grief, every moment of pain, Lord God, every moment of joy, every moment of blessings, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We honor you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We lift our hands to you, Lord God, and we look unto you from whence cometh our help, because we know our help come from you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for shielding us and protecting us and building hedges all around us, oh God, from the fiery darts of the wicked. We thank you, oh God, even for shielding our head, Lord God, and protecting it, Lord God, protecting our thoughts and allowing the enemy to be able to get in, Lord. We thank you for it, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's none like you, Jesus. We give you glory and honor today. We lift you up, Lord. We bless you. You are wonderful, Lord God. You are better to us than we are to ourselves, Lord God. And we lift you up, Lord. Your word, Lord, is flawless. It is a shield, Lord God, to everyone who take refuge in it, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for your word. For we hide it deeply in our heart, Lord, that we may not sin against you. We thank you, Lord God, because you, Lord God, are a keeper to those that want to be kept. You are our protector from everything, Lord God. You surround us, Lord, with your angels. You surround us, Lord, with swords and with victory, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for everything, Lord, that you see ahead, Lord, and prevent us from. Lord God, we can do nothing without you, Lord. We need you in every single thing, Lord, every aspect of our life. Help us, oh God, that we may speak, Lord God, those things that are in our spirit that you put in us. Help us not to lean toward our own understanding, but to trust in you. As Sister Cynthia said, Lord, help us, Lord, when you tell us to go right, that we don't go left. Help us, oh God, to stay in the straight and narrow path that you have made, that you have hollowed out for us, Jesus, that we may be that light sitting on the top of the hill, Lord, that no man cannot see. Help us to bring joy and peace into some life, Lord, those that are going through turmoil and grief and disappointment, oh God. Help us to bring joy and strength, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for your love and your mercy and your kindness and your goodness, oh God. We thank you for your strength, Lord God. Where would we be without you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. We lift you up today, Lord. Thank you, oh God. Bless us as we continue to walk in the way, Lord God. That we don't just walk in the way, Lord God, but that we walk in your will. Take all things out of us that's not like you, Lord. And stir us up, Jesus. Renew our mind. Renew our heart. Give us a clean, clean, fresh new start, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let our words be few, Lord. Let our words be right. Remove all self, Lord God. Remove, Lord God, the distractions and the noise. Help us to listen for your still, quiet voice, that you may lead us and guide us in all things, Lord. Remember each and every person on this prayer line today, oh God. Meet their needs, Lord, wherever they are. Let your love continue to flow to each and every one of them. Build up their faith. Build up their hope and their trust, Jesus. Help them to stand, Lord God, on your word. Able, Lord God, to call out, to discern, to depend on you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To be the answer, Lord God, to their prayers. You, Lord God, are the victory that we seek for, Lord. And we know that. Our hope is in your word, Jesus. We lift you up today, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you are the one that brings us out of the dark places. You are the one that is the lifter of our heads, Lord. You regenerate our spirit and our soul. You refresh us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. When we weighted down, Lord God, we know, Lord, that we can look to you, Jesus. We know, Father, that you will deliver us and shield us, oh God. We thank you today. We bless you, Holy Lord. For you are holy. You are the only holy and righteous one. And we know, Lord, that through you all things are possible. Through you, Lord, we regain our strength. We regain, Lord God, the righteousness. We regain victory, oh God. We regain health, Lord God, and wellness. We regain, Lord, hallelujah, the joy. Anything that the enemy has stolen, Lord, we regain it, Lord God, because our trust is in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. We thank you, Father, for making a way out of no way. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. For bringing us up, Lord, and not keeping us down, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for every door that you opened. We thank you, Jesus, for every battle that you won, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. Bless us, Lord. As we go to and from, stretch out your mighty hands today, Lord. Touch every young child, all of our seniors, Lord God, our elders. Cover them and the babies with a special covering, oh God. Be they eyes and they ears, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Shield them and protect them from every scheme, every scam, Lord God, every sword, every trick that the enemy tries to bring before them. Keep them keen and sharp. Hallelujah. Bless them, Lord, like only you can, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our leaders everywhere, Lord. Those that are lifting you up all across the world, Lord. Every nation, Father, we ask you to continue to bless them. Lord God, we see the signs, we know the times, and we know, Lord God, that you're on your way back. But some don't know, Lord, you coming sooner than they think. And help us, oh God, to be like the wise virgins. And have oil in our lamp and be able to discern and see everything that the enemy tried to trick us, set us up for, Lord. Every trap that he has laid, every snare. Help us, Jesus, that we keep our eyes on you, Lord, that we stay in the straight and the narrow and we keep oil in our lamp trimmed and burning. That we may be ready when you come. We give praise, honor, and glory tonight, today, Lord, this morning. Thanking you, Jesus. Once again, we love you, oh God. We praise you. We can do nothing without you. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. back into the hands of our own minister, LaShonda. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Keitha. Thank you for that good prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being a shield, oh God. Thank you. All right, y'all, we're at the end, almost at the end of it. And I have some announcements that I have to do. But y'all do me a favor for the ones that are still here. If you have a prayer request, would you hit 5-star for me? If you have a prayer request, would you hit 5-star for me? I'm going to go through. I'm praying that I see everybody. Listen, if I don't see you, if I don't call out your prayer request, please charge it to my head, not my heart. But I do want to pray for the people today. So while I'm doing my portion of our announcements, if you would hit 5-star, and I'll pull your name, okay? All right, so let me get to what I do. As I said, if you do have to go, we want to thank you for joining us this morning. It has been a great blessing to me. Some things have been spoken, and it's already ministering to me, and I pray that the same thing has happened to you. But before you leave, consider sowing a gift. Our partners support through their giving, all right? So consider sowing a gift. And if you are so inclined to give, go ahead to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. You can always go to our website. That's EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gift there. While you are there, go ahead and upload your 1 minute or less testimony, your song, your favorite scripture that's guiding people to salvation. Hey, you can do it video. If you don't want to do it video, you can do it audio. But let's go ahead and start doing that. You can also upload your prayer request there. I'm doing it on the spot, but you can go there and you can put in your prayer request so that we can stand in the gap for you and pray with you and touch and agree with you. I believe that God will answer it, okay? If you're not getting our text messages, if you're not connected, you can text the word MAXIMIZE to 55444. And, hey, before I close it out, we're still looking for prayer leads. So if you are interested in being a prayer lead or a host, you can call the church at 216-475-6327. And I have one more thing, our believers' declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. All right. Let me see if I have anybody there that's looking for a prayer. Do I have to update this? Let's see. There we go. It updated for me. We got one, too. I'm going to start with Sister Jackson. Sister Mina is after that. Sister Denise is after that. Okay. I only have three. If I'm missing you, I don't see it, okay? But that's okay. Sister Jackson?
Yes. Good morning.
Okay,
everyone.
I got you.
I'm just asking for prayer for peace and strength this week in my work and in my family.
Amen. Amen. Peace and strength. Okay. There we go. Sister Mina?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You can go ahead with your prayer request.
Can I pray for my health?
Health. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And we have Sister Damis. Did it work? Hold on. There we go. Sister Denise, it's on you.
Okay. I'm asking for prayer for my eldest son. He just got out of the hospital with really high blood pressure. But but that side, I'm asking for his salvation. That's
my biggest
prayer request is for him to be saved. He's seen a saved life in all of us, but he has yet to come on board, and I believe that he will with the
Absolutely.
Help of you all as well. Oh, yeah. Thank
Amen.
You. So much.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Amen, amen. Listen, people of God, it's that song, I Trust in God. And it says, I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered me. What we have to do by faith, we have to receive God's answer. We have to pray believing that he will. And that's what I'm going to do this morning. That's what we do every morning as our ministry. We're praying, but we're praying because we believe that God is hearing and that he is going to answer, all right? And as my mother even said, that when Jesus said, it is finished, every concern that we had, every need that we had, every answer that we were seeking, it is finished. It is done. It has been given to us. So now we just have to seek after the Lord, and he's answering our prayers, and we have to believe that. I have some prayers that I'm going to just be praying about. I want y'all to think about this. Sister Alicia, her son is in the hospital, in the ICU. We want to pray for him. We know that our own minister, Andre, he lost his brother, cousin, a few days ago. We want to pray for him and his family. My mother, she lost her brother here a few days ago. We want to pray for the family. But we want to pray for one another. I just felt like since whatever was on my heart was the subject, I just want to pray for the people this morning, all right? Let us go to Christ. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God. Thank you for another day. We don't hesitate, oh God. We don't forget to praise you for what you have already done. The song says, if you don't do anything else, you've done enough. And we thank you for it, oh God. We don't want to be like little children that are not grateful, oh God. We don't want to be like the Pharisees, oh God, that will praise you with our lips, but not with our hearts, oh God, that our hearts are so far from you, oh God. But Lord, we come to your throne of grace, oh God, first bringing you praise, first bringing you worship, first bringing you honor, oh God, because we know that you are worthy of it, oh God. We come to your throne, oh God, Lord, boldly but humbly, knowing that we can ask you anything according to your will, and you will grant it unto us, oh God. Lord, I pray now. I lift your people before you, oh God. I lift your people before you, oh God. Sister Angela that's praying for peace, oh God, on her job, in her home, oh God. I know a lot of us can ask that same prayer. Give us peace, oh God. Lord, go before us, oh God. Set the atmosphere, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now that peace is there, oh God. Lord, your word says that you are not the author of confusion, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you even now that you're beating us there, oh God. Lord, that you're setting the atmosphere, oh God. Lord, that you're turning it around, oh God. Lord, that peace will be there, oh God. We thank you for it even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray for Sister Mina even now, God, for her health, health in her body, oh God. Lord, that she is the clay, oh God. You are the potter, oh God. Lord, that you're molding her, oh God. Lord, that you are the healer, oh God. Lord, let her lean on your word where it says that you took 39 stripes for her healing, oh God. Lord, let her walk in healing, oh God. But Lord, some of us can pray that same prayer this morning, oh God. Lord, I pray that your oil, oh God, will pour down from the head, Lord Jesus, and go all the way down to the toes, oh God. Lord, that we will walk in your healing, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you would set us free, oh God. Lord, that you would break the chains even now, oh God. Lord, that you would heal us in our mind, oh God. Heal us in our spirit, oh God. Heal us in our souls, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that you are a healer. You are a healer, oh God. We thank you for it, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, for Sister Denise and her son, oh God. Lord, you see her as a mother, oh God, calling out for her child, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that as you stand and knock on his heart's door, oh God, Lord, that he will hear you, oh God. Lord, that he will be drawn with your love, oh God. Lord, that someone will, Lord Jesus, water the seed that has already been planted in him, oh God. But Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you bring the increase, oh God. Lord, you bring the increase, oh God. Lord, we're standing in proxy, oh God, for our children, oh God. Lord, that they will know you, oh God. Lord, that they will seek after you, oh God. Lord, as we have been examples to them, oh God. Lord, that we have taught them, oh God. Lord, that that seed will bring forth a harvest, oh God. Lord, as we stay faithful, oh God. Lord, as we continue to pray for them, oh God. Lord, as we continue to call out their name, oh God. Lord, that you're hearing us, oh God. Lord, that you're drawing them, oh God. Lord, that you are seasoning our words with salt, oh God. Lord, that you are seasoning us, our words, oh God. Lord, that we're not saying anything, Lord Jesus, Lord, to hurt them, oh God. Lord, but we're drawing them with your love. We're drawing them with your kindness, oh God. Lord, that we are not having a spirit of condemnation, oh God, but Lord, that we are having a spirit of reconciliation, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. We thank you now, Lord Jesus, that you will go into the hospital rooms, oh God. Lord, as we call out our sister, Sister Alicia, her son, oh God, that lays in the hospital room, oh God. Lord, that we ask that you become the doctor, oh God. Lord, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you would put the right people around them, oh God, people of faith, oh God. Lord, let them serve even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, let them serve this family even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that the answer will come, oh God. Lord, that you would give them wisdom, oh God, even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would turn the situation around, oh God. Lord, I pray now for the ones that have lost loved ones in this week, oh God. Lord, even recently, oh God. Lord, you see your people, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your word says that you are near to the brokenhearted, oh God. Lord, that the righteous cry out and you hear them, oh God. We thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you are near them, oh God. Lord, comfort them. Wrap your loving arms around them, oh God. Do what only you can do. And as we continue to call out on you in this week, oh God, I pray that every prayer is heard, Lord Jesus. I pray that the answer comes quickly, oh God. Lord, I pray that you do something suddenly in all of your people's lives. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. We count it done in your son Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Hey, people of God, we're finished. It is 8:59. I want to remind y'all that the Daily Bread is here. It's at 9 o'clock. Bishop definitely has a good word for us, so please tune in. If you can't get it live, you know you can always go back and get it later. But get that word. Get your daily bread. We are discipled through daily ministry. Get that daily bread. I'm not going to hold this up a moment longer, but I am going to unmute the line so that y'all can say goodbye to one another.